91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Mallory Day. Residence Coordinator Dave Templer says there are unforeseen consequences of new bus route 10. With the added bus route, Belleville Transit declined to provide the free bus shuttle services for students this year. Templer says student government may not have guessed this would happen when they suggested the new route.
It's just unfortunate because in negotiating for this, pushing for this route 10, student government, you know, has to look after all students, certainly, for the school, and then but then there's also an element that, that they probably just didn't foresee and that it would affect the resident shuttle as well.
Funding from No Frills stopped this year too, meaning residents has to provide the missing money. Templer says the cost will be based on the number of riders and is unsure how much it will be.
Now that it's a regularly scheduled route and we're just providing tickets, we don't know exactly what the numbers are going to fall like. It shouldn't be any more than a couple $100 a week.
Residents will be handing out free green bus tickets for students living on residence. These tickets are only for Tuesdays between 4 and 10 p.m. Federal candidates from the Northumberland Peterborough South riding debated healthcare and other issues in Cobourg on Tuesday night. NDP candidate Russ Christensen, Liberal Kim Rudd, and Green Party candidate Patricia Sinnott each offered solutions to improve healthcare but generally agreed on a number of issues. These included negotiating a new health record, improving support for veterans and First Nations, as well as bringing back the long-form census. Christensen was critical on the provincial Liberals' healthcare record and says the debate was about which party you could trust.
Who do I trust federally, Liberal, Conservative, NDP, Green? Who do I trust to actually take care of our public healthcare system? That is the fundamental question of the evening.
Rudd later says that Christensen's attack were getting old. Conservative candidate Adam Moulton declined the debate. A proposal came before Belleville Council Monday night to change the way things were run during the purchase of land for the city. Stelios Pappas reports.
Councillor Kelly McGraw put forth a motion that would give any single council member the power to veto when buying land. Speaking in favor of unanimous decisions, McCall felt it best to have the full group saying yes.
In my experience as a realtor, it makes me more aware of maybe things and values. And what I hoped that, you know, by having a two-step appraisal process, it gives them the tools, my fellow councillors, to make some good decisions. And that was basically the spirit of my motion.
Mitch Panchak agreed and said it would add transparency to the process. Regardless of the idea behind it, the majority of the council shut a motion down and passed the purchase of the parking lot across from City Hall. Stelios Pappas, QNET News, Belleville.
New Democrat leader Tom Mulclair is promising to beef up a program that helps Northern Canadians access affordable and healthy food. Mulclair made the promise during a visit to Iqaluit in Nunavut, where he visited a local supermarket.
What we have here is a container of orange juice that you can buy in any grocery store anywhere in Canada for about $4.75, and we just spent $11.75 buying it here in Iqaluit. And it's just an illustration of why the Nutrition North program has been a failure under the Conservatives.
The NDP leader will be talking about climate change and respect for science before leaving for Montreal. The head of CBC is hitting back at Conservative leader Stephen Harper over the national broadcaster's funding. Harper told a private radio station in Quebec that the CBC's budget crunch isn't due to government cuts, but because of its low ratings. After the CBC's annual general meeting in Winnipeg, CEO Hubert Lacroix says the CBC has healthy ratings, but is crippled by a broken funding model.
It's not about a lack of audience. It's about a broken finance model, a revenue model that doesn't work, that was used to be built on advertising revenues supporting a drop in parliamentary appropriations. Right now, in this environment, it doesn't work anymore.
Lacroix says Canada must look to other European countries for ideas on how to fund public broadcasting. would-be parents waiting to learn more about the Ontario government's funding of in vitro fertilizing treatments will have to wait a little longer. Keith Leslie has more.
Health Minister Eric Hoskins had been expected to announce details of Ontario's IVF plan today, but has decided to wait a little longer to do more consultations.
We continue to get good advice from our stakeholders and experts in the field.
Hoskins wouldn't say if the province will accept the recommendations of the expert panel that wants to exclude morbidly obese women and those over age 42 from funding for IVF. NDP health critic Franz Jelinas says the Liberals should make their decisions based on scientific evidence, not on what will get them the most votes. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The driver of a school bus has been charged after a two-vehicle collision in Lambton County. Police say officers arriving on the scene on Monday afternoon saw a car and a bus had collided in Enniskillen Township. One child on the school bus was treated with minor injuries at the scene, while the 73-year-old man driving the vehicle has been taken to hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the school bus, 48-year-old Margaret Ann Humphrey, was also taken to hospital with minor injuries and has been charged with failure to lead to traffic. Tropical Storm Joaquin has strengthened to a hurricane maximum with sustained winds near 120 kilometers an hour. Michael Brennan at the U.S. National Hurricane Center says the Bahamas will feel the brunt of the storm tomorrow.
Expect hurricane conditions to reach that area by midday Thursday. They could also see very heavy rainfall in that area because Joaquin's going to be moving very slowly during the next 48 hours.
The storm is centered about 400 kilometers east-northeast of the central Bahamas. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Red Ball Radio has the gear you need. Everything from turntables and headphones to amplifiers and Bluetooth speakers. They have it and at a great price. Is your car radio pooch? No problem. Red Ball has a great selection of car audio from Pioneer and Alpine and the best installation in town.
Yay! Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden since 1983 at 6 North Front Street in Belleville. Just like them on Facebook and check them out at redballradio.com.
The Coburg Cougars defeated the Whitby Fury 4-0 last night. The Quinte Belleville Royals soccer franchise want to become semi-pro. They are applying for entry to League 1, which is Terra 3 in Ontario League. Lauren Abergrove, chairman of Kingston Belleville Soccer, explains the Terra system for Canadian soccer.
Tier 1 is the MLS, which includes teams in Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto FC that you may be familiar with. Tier 2 is the North American Soccer League, which includes two Canadian teams, Ottawa and Edmonton. And then Tier 3 in Ontario is League 1 Ontario.
To register with League 1, the Royals will need a group of businesses for sponsorship. They are also looking for a local fan base to help sell tickets and merchandise. A win today, and the Toronto Blue Jays will nail down first place in the American League East. They'll get two cracks at it with a twin bill at Camden Yards in Baltimore to make up for a rainout yesterday. Right-hander Marcus Stroman is slated to start the first game while R.A. Dickey gets the ball in the nightcap. Toronto got help from the Boston Red Sox, who beat the New York Yankees 10-4 last night. Blake Swihart had two home runs and Mookie Betts had another. New York sits 5.5 games behind the first-place Toronto. Toronto Blue Jays shortstop Troy Tulowitzki took part in another batting practice session and feels ready to return before the end of the regular season. More than anything in his shoulder, he's felt uplifted by his teammates caring about his recovery.
The biggest thing that I felt was just the love from the teammates that, wow, these guys do want me back. And that's important. I think you always remember things like that because there'll be other guys down on our team. If you just go up to them and say, hey, we want you back out there and we can't wait for you and how are you feeling on a daily basis, that makes you feel good.
The Toronto Maple Leafs were shut out for a second straight preseason game last night. They fell 4-0 to the Buffalo Sabres. Elsewhere, Edmonton kept up its torrid pace with a 4-0 win over Arizona. Calgary beat the Avalanche 2-0. Winnipeg slipped past Ottawa 4-3 in overtime, and Vancouver dropped a 2-1 decision on the San Jose Sharks. Only four preseason games are on the schedule tonight. Carolina hosts Washington. The New York Rangers are home to Boston. Philadelphia welcomes the New Jersey Devils, and Phil Kessel and his Pittsburgh Penguins entertain the Detroit Red Wings. Don Cherry and Ron McLean will share a star on Canada's Walk of Fame. The hockey broadcasters have been named into this year's induction class. Canada's Walk of Fame CEO, Melanie Hurley, says they're being recognized for the Coach's Corner segment.
They are loved coast to coast, and so it would be only fitting to honor them together.
Cherry and McLean will be honored as part of the induction ceremony in Toronto on November 7th. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now, your weather forecast. Today, mainly cloudy with a high of 14. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 14. At 12:10, it's 12 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mallory Day. News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.